Ladies and gentlemen, I promised the conference services that I would invite them for dinner if the red light show up, but there is no light at all. Okay. I will be very brief. I just want to say I represent 193 parties which think that we need to bring climate change down to Earth and bear on the problems they face for their immediate survival. The world food crisis has brought into the spotlight another important aspect of natural resource scarcity, namely that of further endangering human rights. Many of the forced migration and the ongoing conflicts and crises, including in the Darfur region, have been considered also as a result of the impact of serious drought, desertification and land degradation, with rising conflict over deteriorating resources. Together with a special UN rapporteur on the right to food and the support of Switzerland, we have issued a study on this topic relieved at the 16th session of the CSD last May in New York. Indeed, enforcement of national normative frameworks and tools for sustainable management of natural resources can respond to the country's specific and urgent needs while addressing as well the economic and social rights of rural communities. These legislative instruments can thus make an important contribution to reaching the MDGs. Market approaches gain to be complemented by entitlement approaches if one is to prevent the disruptive emergence of public security issues. This is what we call for integrated and systemic action. We appeal to like-minded countries and Denmark to facilitate an initiative that will concretely put land and soil on the map of the mitigation and adaptation agenda before the Copenhagen COP of climate change. In the light of the high-level policy dialogue that just took place in Bonn, we would suggest that a UNCCD strategy is of interest to FAO in such areas as the option of an IPCC report on land and soil or the establishment of an international panel on land and soil. In this, as in so many other matters of the UNCCD strategy, FAO thought leadership and advice is needed. We also welcome a driving role of FAO and IFAD in joining UNEP and UNCCD in supporting the efforts of the Environmental Management Group to launch an interagency cooperation network on land in which FAO should play a key role. And we finally see merits in enhanced cooperation with FAO and concerned institutions in providing our 193 parties with an assessment of the extent to which measures taken under the agriculture sectoral programs of multilateral financing institutions have taken into account combating desertification, land degradation and drought as appropriate to in the sectoral agricultural programs. The Roman used to say not non quo sed commodo. It's not what we do which counts, is how we do it. If we just rush now to provide agricultural inputs, we will have another dependency and we will have another crisis 20 years or earlier down the line. So we need structural measures and we need to support local area development program and the resilience of the small farmers. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.